This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Its ingredients are questionable. Its name is branded on hipster t-shirts and emblazoned in the lexicon of iconic processed foods. It's worshipped in Korea, mocked in the U.S., and despite its lowbrow status, can be found popping up in trendy Asian restaurants across New York City. It's pink, it's gelatinous, and you either love it or hate it, it's Spam. On episode 162 of A Taste of the Past, hosted by Linda Palacio, Linda interviewed Carolyn Wyman, author of Spam, a biography, the amazing true story of America's miracle meat. While Spam may not be everybody's idea of a miracle, this misunderstood meat has a fascinating legacy that is far more nuanced than expected. First introduced in 1937 by the Hormel Foods Corporation, Carolyn Wyman explains why Spam was initially created.
It was basically a way to sell this kind of piece of meat that they weren't making any money on. They were basically throwing it out. It was pork shoulder. It was not a bad piece of meat, but it was really difficult. They had to cut it off in a way that, you know, took time, and it ended up in these little pieces. And basically J. Hormel got this idea to combine it with some ham and make it into this branded product so that, you know, it would be desired. And it also, interestingly, because Hormel had some labor problems later on in their history, but originally one of his goals was to have a product that he would able to keep people working year-round, because at that time they were selling pork that was always fresh, and so they would lay people off after the hog killing season was over. So this was, having a processed product would, you know, give them something to do in these kind of down times.
Perhaps because of its retro appeal or because of its satisfying salty flavor, Spam is having a moment right now. While it's been a staple ingredient in Hawaiian cooking for decades, Spam is being heavily embraced by cuisines around the world. Carolyn Wyman attributes its current popularity to three major factors.
One is current or former U.S. military presence, because Spam has always been sent to the soldiers. A love of pork, a kind of a culture that likes pork, and also extremes in temperature, interestingly enough, because, again, it's not perishable. And so most of these places, you know, it seems weird, oh, it would be popular in Alaska and in Hawaii and in the Philippines, but those three things apply to all those places.
Still skeptical? To understand Spam's global appeal, it's important to take a step back and consider its virtues from a wider perspective. Wyman elaborates.
In South Korea, it's given as gifts during, like, the New Year. It depends on where you're coming from. I mean, you know, in Guam, it's also really popular and prized, and it's because, you know, they have typhoons all the time. I mean, you know, we sit here in our, you know, nice warm houses and can go to our gourmet restaurants, but if you're not rich and if you have a lot of weather issues, Spam is something, or you have a, just remember when your country was struggling and the Americans came and helped out, you have much fonder feelings for Spam than maybe we do.
So now that we've unlocked many of Spam's greatest mysteries, let's find out where the name comes from.
It was actually named at a party. J. Hormel had a party at his house on I think it was New Year's Eve, and an actor named it. And it's supposed to be from shoulder of pork and ham, so you kind of mush that together. Spiced ham is what most people say, but I don't believe that. I think shoulder of pork and ham, because of the weather, the spices. I mean, I suppose in the Midwest in the 30s, maybe salt and sugar were spices. I don't know.
It's been a while since we took Spam for a spin, but we predict seeing a lot more of this pre-cooked meat product very soon. For the rest of this interview, tune into episode 162 of A Taste of the Past with host Linda Palacio, airing every Thursday at noon on heritageradionetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Vowels by Dane Chadwick. Thanks for listening.